Radiotopia.
Welcome to the Kitchen Sisters present.
From PRX.
We're the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson
and Nikki Silva.
Hi, I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life in prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts. The Kitchen Sisters Present is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Today, the Kitchen Sisters present Taylor Negron, Portrait of an Artist as an Answering Machine.
Taylor Negron, actor, comedian, storyteller. Taylor died on January 10th. He had been fighting liver cancer for some 7 years. And for this Fugitive Waves, we want to honor Taylor. We want to remember Taylor. We want you to know about Taylor. Taylor was the son of Lucy Rosario and Conrad Negron Sr. He was Jewish and Iranian and Italian and Puerto Rican descent. Taylor's kind of a character actor, appeared in so many movies. The Aristocrats, Biodome. He was the pizza guy in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and he was in River's Edge, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and he was the hairdresser on Seinfeld. Manuelo on So Little Time with the Olsen Twins. Taylor's work was just this weird and beautiful combination of storytelling and comedy and music, and he just collaborated with everyone. It was his nature to collaborate. You know, the Kitchen Sisters were just one of so many collaborations that Taylor did over the course of his life. Probably a lot of you heard him. He did A Moth in December, a month before he died, that was just so beautiful. California Gothic.
I was born in Los Angeles in a house in a canyon that was in a nest of palm trees that casted these thin, unmoving shadows like prison bars. It was very California Gothic. I'm very California Gothic. I am the child of those people that you used to see in the ads for cigarettes in the back of Life magazine. Those handsome people that were always wearing terry cloth robes and penny loafers, smoking cigarettes, looking like they just heard the funniest joke of their life. The Marlboro man met the Virginia Slims woman and had me.
Years back, Nikki and I and Jay Allison and Art Silverman at NPR and producers and listeners from around the world did a series, a big collaboration on NPR called Lost and Found Sound. It was for the millennium. We were looking at 100 years of American life through recorded sound. This was 1999. We got this idea that we would do an oral history of somebody through their answering machine. You would only hear the people leaving messages. And so we set about to find someone to chronicle in this way, to do this telephone answering machine oral history. And we reached out to the public and said, you know, send us your answering machine messages. Who are we going to do this portrait of? And listening one day to all these different tapes that have been submitted, our friend Valerie Velarde was there. She just said, no, the person that you're going to chronicle is Taylor Negron. Taylor Negron saved every phone message he ever received. She said, I'm going to go talk to Taylor. The next week, we had piles of cassettes from Taylor, years and years of answering messages to wade through. And out of that, we created a story for the Lost and Found Sound series called Portrait of an Artist as an Answering Machine.
Spent Friday, March 5th at 1:06 p.m.
Sweetie, it's Sue Harris. I'm in New York. I'm thinking of you and trying to once again just check in about how the possible play is going. And I'm just trying to pin down any little thing that I can pin down because everything still just sort of seems up in the air. Leave me a little message in Vermont, why don't you, about...
Message saved.
It's Carrie Snow, honey. Taylor. All right, so I've been fired. I can't believe that bitch did it. After all, I slept on the floor of the hospital with her. Okay. And so I have two attorneys now. No waiting. I guess I'm in show business, finally. Oh, well. All right, well, call me. That's in your new 323 area. I am so finished. No, I'm not finished in Hollywood. I'm just done. I'm going to go back to San Francisco, where they treat me like a comedic genius like Jerry Lewis in France. All right, I love you. Call me.
Hey, Taylor, it's Albie. I want to know if you went to the network, what happened? And most of all, did you tell them about me? No, but also I wanted to see if we're going to have a little dinner party. Actually, we were going to talk about doing it this week, but I found out my girlfriend is having Passover that Saturday. So anyways, call me.
Message erased.
Taylor, cutie. Okay, you left me a message saying that you were concerned that I'm wasting my time on the internet. Well, look, that is... Woo, boy, are you wrong. I am finally using my time correctly because, you know, I don't know if you know this. First of all, I'm unemployed. I'm not wasting my time anymore writing sitcoms. I am now using my time as being a professional dater. That's what I do now. That is who I am. I'm a dater. And the only thing that I'm doing incorrectly maybe is writing the wrong things in my profile. I have to probably redo my profile. I wrote that I'm an aging, desperate Jewess seeking a man who would put up with my horrifying stomach problems, neuroses, and sagging breasts. Other than that, I am right on track, baby. There's a book called How to Get Married After 35 where she tells you to make it your job if it's that important to you, and this is my new job. So that is my life. I've met thousands of men over the internet. Most of them are freaks, but every now and then there's one that says that I'm beautiful, and that makes it all worthwhile. And you just watch me. You watch me get married and have babies by the time I'm 48. Goodbye.
Message saved.
This message is regarding Bosco Negron. The pet's here, and this is California Animal Hospital. We need to get a hold of one or the other owner or friend or somebody because we need to talk to you about your dog. He's not doing too well, but the doctor needs to call you.
Message saved.
Hey, Taylor, it's Mom. I called you yesterday because I had gotten together with the gal from the catering. I picked some food, but I didn't want to, you know, confirm it until she talked to you. So I told her that you would give her a call. Her name is Jewel. Like a jewel, and she's very nice, so you need to talk to her today because I was going crazy picking some real great stuff, and it was going to be a little bit too much. So would you please call her for me and get it straightened out? Thanks, sweetheart. I'm on my way to Roddy's. He is in a lot of pain, and he's all alone, and so I'm on my way down there right now. Bye.
Taylor, hey, it's Michael Caldwell. I hope you're doing good. I just want to play catch-up with you. I think the last time I spoke to you, my blind dog had just had emergency surgery, and she's doing tremendously better. She had run into a wall, but they rebuilt her knee, and everything's great. You had asked about that audition, and I did book that pilot for NBC, but the really good news is I lost 3 pounds on the Atkins. So come over for meat and cheese. We're stocked up. So give me a call. Bye.
Message saved. Sent 12:23 p.m.
Hi, Taylor. It's Ben calling for you. I wanted to give you an appointment on a pilot, an ABC pilot called People Who Fear People. It's very funny. It's with producers tomorrow at 5:45. I'm having a script sent to you. Call me back. Bye.
Monday, March 22nd at 4:17 p.m.
Hey, Taylor. I'm calling you about Easter, and I think the solution is you just got to buy a house that's a fabulous little hacienda. It's like $500,000 with fabulous pools and tons of trees just over the hill in the valley. And you know what? I quite like the valley. I'm thinking of moving there. There's an aspect to it that is kind of nice. And you can get these huge, you know, three-quarter of an acre lots. Anyway, what time is Easter? And can I please bring Diane? But if I can't, let me know. Because I'm going to go to church with her first. So, okay? Bye.
Message saved.
Hi, this is Julio Sonata. I'm in for Mr. Taylor Negron. I was just wondering if you got a second bid on that electrical work, if you need a...
Message erased.
Sammy Davis, the Sheiky lover. Joanne Worley, the Sheiky lover. His dog named Bosco, the Sheiky lover. Taylor Negron, the Sheiky lover.
Message saved.
Taylor, it's Dennis Christopher. I'm just filling out your card on the computer. I wanted to find out how you are, but I want to get your address and zip code and every little thing. So could you call me back so I can enter you? Bye.
Message erased.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through.
Taylor, what's going on? It's about 7 o'clock. I got an audition for a Travolta film tomorrow. And I got it down. I'm feeling pretty good about it. I've been working on it the last 3-4 hours. But if you're around, I got to go on like 9:30. I like to run it by. It's like just 2 pages. It's like, you know, pretty quick, but it's very funny. If you get a chance, give me a call.
Hi, Taylor. It's Carrie Snow. Oh, my God. Did you hear about that handsome guy? No, it was not a suicide. You know, did you hear? It was autoerotic asphyxia. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's getting so you even need a spotter when you masturbate. All right, call me. I love you. Bye.
Message saved.
Hey, Taylor. So I'm calling about these cats. They shouldn't be separated. They're living in this bathtub. I can't stand it. They're just these beautiful, sweet, shy tabby cats. You'll love them. But if you find that you can't handle it, then we'll just have Paws LA pick them up so you're not burdened with responsibility. Call me as soon as you get a chance.
Message saved.
Taylor, it's John Bates. Just calling out of the blue just to touch base and see how you're doing on the edge of the millennium. And like that there. So give a call at your convenience.
Hey, Taylor, Ricardo, I'm in Southern California. If you want to go, there's this party on Monday. If you want to do that in the evening, Robert Altman, his thing. I'm game for that, too. Very thrilled to do that. Anyway, give me a call if you can, and I'll email you and let you know about the A&M scenario.
Hi, honey. It's Judy. Now, look, we were both at the UNCAB last night, and I was there with a man, and you saw the man, and I need your feedback. Because I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know if I'm attracted to this guy or not, because the way that I met him, I was highly attracted to his writing over the internet and his voice on my phone. And so I was so already into him, and we got to know each other very, very well over the internet and over the phone, which are both modern technologies that I would really like to stick to instead of having to meet the person actually face-to-face, because the phone and the internet seem to really work much better. But anyway, so then we met each other, and, well, there's a little glitch in the whole thing because we weren't going to meet each other because he had this other woman that he'd met in Israel that was coming to stay with him, you know, and then we wouldn't really be able to talk. So we were thinking of waiting until she'd left before we met each other, but then we couldn't wait. But we decided to meet each other and made sure that we wouldn't have sex. So we met each other on a Saturday night, and, of course, immediately had sex. Immediately. And did not stop having sex for, like, 2 days straight. And then the girl came into town, and then we were incommunicado. Like, he would email me occasionally. It's been a huge saga because the girl won't leave. He doesn't love the woman, but she loves him. I cut it off. I wrote him an email saying, while this is happening, I cannot just accept the crumbs from you, because I wasn't really getting to be with him, except for, you know, an occasional email or an occasional phone call whenever he could sneak it. I didn't like the sneakiness. I didn't like the crumbs. Then he got really upset with my cutting off. So then we had our first fight, which was very beautiful and deep, and we both communicated our feelings. All right, let me wrap this up in 20. We both communicated our feelings in a way the other person could hear, and then we got past it, and then I agreed to see him, and I did last night where you saw him, and agreed that we wouldn't have sex, and then we did again, have more sex all night and this morning. Okay, so that's where it stands, and now the girl's still here. Goodbye.
End of message. To repeat this message, press 1. To save it, press 2. To erase it, press 3.
One last recording. This one made by Taylor himself. Valerie found it on his cell phone after he died. Apparently, Taylor had received a number of Amber Alerts on his phone, and this is what came out.
I am offensive. I make noise. I scare all the inhabitants of the universe back into their homes. But I want to alert people that Amber is not in her room. What is the quickest way through an Oreo? Is it that white line between the sweetness and the scheme? Something is wrong. Something is queer. I'm a chest-pounding, chandelier-swinging, Godzilla mutant who does not need friends. I'm just a chest-pounding, chandelier-swinging Godzilla with a hierarchy of men who simply acknowledge my noise, my indignance, and fury. But I have to alert you that Amber is not in her room. Her suitcase is missing, and so are her gloves. And I'm sure all of her fears. Outside it is snowing, and heaven above is the only witness to when my girl left during a storm. You can look behind the milk. You can look behind the cream. And look behind the half and half. She might just get seen. Oh, I'm sorry, but Amber is not in her room. And I won't debate.
Portrait of an Artist as an Answering Machine was produced by Valerie Velarde with the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, mixed by Jim McKee. The music you're listening to is called Laughter. It was a collaboration between Taylor and his friend Logan Heftel. Logan and Taylor wrote music together, performed together. When we told Logan about this story that we were doing, he sent us this music. You can hear more at loganheftel.com, loganheftel.com. You've been listening to The Kitchen Sisters Present, produced by The Kitchen Sisters with Nathan Dalton and Brandy Howell. The Kitchen Sisters Present is part of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts created by independent producers. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation, and thanks to AdCirc for providing their ad-serving platform to Radiotopia. If you are interested in supporting this and other podcasts like it, email sponsor@prx.org. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.